Don't believe these stupid magazines. You know, I mean, I used to buy them because I thought they were kind of funny. But now they've just gone too far. Listen to this. Girl who gave birth to an identical twin uses him for prom date. Can you believe that? I mean, who goes to a prom in November? I wonder if they went dressed as twins.
Charlie and I would be more puzzled as to how one gives birth to one's prom date. Not that I am at all interested in participating in this discussion.
Sure, Julie. You're just like all those people who try to pretend they're not interested in this stuff. But I've noticed a lot of speed reading going on in those checkout lines. Oh, you know, last week they had this story about the triumph and heartbreak of Brigitte Nielsen Sloan's honeymoon night. And in the 10 items or less aisle, everybody was trying so hard to pretend like they weren't reading it that there was this massive six-cart pileup.
Well, let me assure you that I don't even know who this Brigitte Stallone person is.
I can't believe that.
People have no sense of history anymore. I was talking to some Pi-Fi Rushies the other day. They didn't even know Elizabeth Taylor.
No. Oh, that's depressing, isn't it? I mean, it makes you wonder what's going to happen after our generation's gone.
I'm sorry I'm late. I just had to go by Helen Jane's and pick up all those samples.
I'm so glad you did that, Mary Jo. I was going over this afternoon, but I was dreading it. You know, I'm going to miss Helen Jane.
Yeah, I know. Me too. But I just want to get all that stuff out of their way.
You know, I was just thinking this morning, this is probably the first time we've had a customer die in the middle of a project.
Anybody home?
You on your way to the airport?
Yes, but I thought I'd stop by and see what you thought about not taking Sheffield out to dinner tonight.
Reese, he's your house guest. This is his first night here. How can we not take him
out?
Well,
we're all going to be working on these contracts all afternoon. He's going to be tired. Maybe we should just throw a little something on the grill and have everybody over.
You mean all of us?
Yeah, Charlene, Suzanne, Mary Jo, if you're all free. You know how Chef loves the ladies.
Wait a minute. Isn't this that law school friend of yours from Beverly Hills?
That's right, Sheffield Carter. You went to the ball game with us.
Oh, yes, I remember now. I just kept flirting with Julia.
Well, yeah. He always does that.
And then he kept bragging about how he had simultaneously dated the Double Mint twins. You know, like someone like me who has ridden on a float with the Vice President of the United States is going to be impressed by something like that.
Well, yeah. You can't take Chef too seriously. He's an entertainment attorney. He's been in Hollywood too long. You know, he gets a little carried away.
How long is he going to be here, Riz?
Well, however long it takes us to merge a film company he represents from the corporation I represent.
Sounds good to me. Can I bring anything?
No, no. Hattie Mae will take care of all the food.
Well, we can't stay up too late now because we've got Helen Jane Wilson's memorial service in the morning.
Oh, my gosh. Am I glad you mentioned that. You know, our firm is going to be handling her estate, and Burton asked me to give you this.
What is it?
Well, it's some sort of a statement Helen Jane wanted read at her memorial service.
Why are you giving it to me?
Because she left explicit instructions with Burton about how she liked you, like you all, and how you all came to see her more than anyone else when she was sick.
Well, that's awful sweet.
No, she just wanted somebody from Sugar Bakers to read it, and you were her first choice.
Just out of curiosity, was there a runner-up?
No, Suzanne, I'm sorry. No, you're not supposed to open it until the service.
Why not?
Well, that's what he said. Look, I gotta go.
Bruce. Are you sure your friend wouldn't rather spend his first evening here with just you and Julia?
Well, actually, Charlene, he'd rather spend the evening with just Julia. But that's where you all come in. You're going to deflect his attention while I have her all to myself.
So I said, gentlemen, if you want to put that kind of revenue into something called Ishtar, then be my guest. You're not going to do it with my client's money. We got up, we walked out.
Well, that certainly showed a lot of insight on your part.
Oh, I don't know. I wouldn't have put any money into it. You know, that Warren Beatty, he just isn't as cute as he used to be. I think he's been with too many women. He's starting to get that used look.
Sheffield, I've been wanting to ask you since you seem to know a lot of stars and everything. Do you know what's happened to Al Pacino?
Can't say that I do, Charlene.
See, I've been kind of worried about him. He used to be a big movie star and everything. He just seems to have disappeared off the face of the earth. It's terrible.
Charlene, I'm sure he's around somewhere.
Where?
I don't know. Maybe he'll show up on the back of a milk carton.
Julia, get in here. You're missing all the good stuff. Do you know that Sheffield lives two houses from Kirk Douglas, and he used to date Brooke Shields' mama, and he went to a UCLA football game in a helicopter with Prince?
Prince who?
Oh, I give up. She's hopeless.
Hey, Sheffield, buddy, I have to warn you, these ladies are pretty smart, so if I were you, I'd be careful about giving in many of your cock and bull California stories about knowing Kirk Douglas. And how are you going to take him to a UCLA football game in a helicopter? I mean, that sort of stuff doesn't fly down here, right, ladies?
Uh-huh. Right.
Now, how about a little after-dinner snorkel on the rocks?
No, thanks, pal. I swore off that hard stuff. I just have myself a nice health cocktail before bedtime. Maybe you should try it.
Oh, no, that's not for me. I took some vitamins Julia bought me once, made me sick, laid me up for 2 days.
I can't believe you don't do any kind of workout. I work out every day.
Yeah, well, you look like heck. You ought to quit it.
Also, run 5 miles. You ought to at least run.
Well, why would I want to do that? You know, I don't get what all this excitement is about running. Heck, I've done a lot of running in my day. I ran all the time when I was a little kid.
Well, Julia looks like she's in pretty good shape.
Thank you, Chef Eel.
Yes, thank you, Chef.
The only thing I can't figure out is how she got messed up with you.
Well, the way I try to look at it is, yes, it's true, I don't deserve her, but then neither does anyone else, so I may as well have her to myself.
All right. The hour of truth is here. Now, come here.
Okay.
Now, don't spare his feelings just because he's been moderately charming on a few occasions. You're looking at Yale Law School here, the same year. Now, be honest. Who's held up the best?
Oh, shit!
Oh, no, come on. Isn't it true that I look 10 years younger and am in at least 5 times as good shape?
5 times as good shape? You want to take that to the mat?
Fine with me, wild man. Pick your spot.
Right here, the coffee table.
Wait a minute. What are y'all going to do?
An arm wrestle. We used to do it for money in school.
Oh, no. Now you're really acting like little boys.
Which side do you want?
This side will be fine.
Look, you're both in great shape, okay?
You say when.
When?
Reese Watson, stop that right now.
Oh, Julia, leave him alone. There's nothing wrong with letting men fight over you.
Tell me when you get tired, old sport.
You wish.
Reese.
Okay, you two, that's enough.
You give?
Sheffield, stop this. Wait a minute, Reese. You all right?
No. Pain.
Kid. Reese.
Oh, my gosh. Call an ambulance. I think he's having a heart attack.
Well, I called Ansel and Margaret and told them their daddy's holding his own. Margaret's catching the first plane out of Phoenix, and a friend of mine who's on the Board of Regents at Duke is going to fly Ansel down in his own plane. They'll arrive around 2. I called Anthony. He's on his way here, and I can give him instructions about opening the store in the morning.
Yeah, right. Good thinking.
Why don't they just come out here and tell us something? I can't stand this waiting.
Julia, I want you to get a hold of yourself. Now, you come on over here and rest.
I don't want to rest. I want to be with Reese.
I know, but you can't. He wouldn't even know you were there.
But I would. I can't stand to think about him dying with strangers. That's the way it happened with Peyton. And they wouldn't let me be with him in it. And he was calling for me.
Julia, listen to me. I know how you feel about that. That's why I told the doctor if at any time it looks like Reese isn't going to make it, that he'd come out here and get you.
You did?
You did? Yes, I did. And you know what?
What?
They haven't come for you, have they?
No, they haven't.
See, it's a good sign.
Yes, it is. Thank you for doing that.
It's all right. We're just gonna sit down over here together, and you rest your head on my shoulder, okay?
There. It's amazing, isn't it? I mean, most of the time she goes around without the sense God gave a goose. Look at her. I mean, one crisis and she's Scarlett O'Hara. Who'd have guessed it?
Sir, I demand that you take your hands off of me immediately.
I told you, fella, no visitors after midnight.
Yes, well, my good man, I just flew in from Jakarta, a beastly flight which landed 5 hours late and has now wrecked my entire schedule. An unfortunate occurrence which I do not feel merits any further insult from you.
Is there a problem?
How's Reese?
We don't know yet.
I brought you some donuts. From Jakarta.
Thank you.
You know this man?
Yes, he's a personal friend of a patient here.
I thought I saw him casing the lobby. In the future, there is no visiting after midnight.
Yes, of course, we understand. Thank you very much for escorting me. Thank you. Racist swine.
I'm very grateful. I mean, to have loved and been loved by two extraordinary men like Hayden McElroy, Reese Watson. Well, I have no right to ask for more than that. On the other hand, I don't see how I can survive this.
Julia, Reese is going to be all right.
How do you know?
Because I was over there saying a little prayer by the candy machine, and I just have a feeling. Actually, it's more than a feeling. I made a deal.
What kind of a deal?
Well, you know, now, usually I'm not this unselfish. But I just got to thinking how you've only loved two men your whole life, and here I've had all of these boyfriends. So I just told God if he'd let Reese live, he could take three of mine.
Thank you, Suzanne. I don't think it works that way.
Mrs. Sugarbaker.
Yes, that's me.
I'm sorry to have kept you waiting so long, but we had to make sure there was no major structural damage to the heart muscle itself. Anyway, he's had a mild myocardial infarction. But since there's little permanent damage, there's no reason he shouldn't completely recover.
Oh! Oh! Can I go see him now?
In about a half an hour. And I'll see you on rounds.
Okay. Okay. Thank you, Doctor.
Julia, I told you.
Suzanne, you better get on the phone.
Why?
You gotta notify those three boyfriends.
Why, what a night.
What a night. What a morning.
Sugarbakers. Julia, I told you not to call here. We got everything under control. Oh, no. Oh, my gosh.
What is it? What's wrong?
Helen Jane Wilson's memorial service. We forgot all about it. It's in 30 minutes.
Oh, God, you scared me to death.
What? Yes, the envelope's still on your desk. Well, of course we will. Oh, honey, I don't know. One of us will read it. No, all right. Now, don't you worry about a thing. You just stay there and take care of Reese. We'll flip a coin, okay? Bye.
Come on.
Hi. Ansel and Margaret are coming.
I mean, I'm dying.
No chance. You're not going anywhere.
That's my girl. So you want to give me a lecture?
Nope. Right now, I can only think of three words.
What are they?
Thank you, God.
I thought you were going to say I love you.
That too.
I don't think that coin toss was fair. You caught it with your hands.
Yes, it was fair, Mary Jo. Besides, you're a much better public speaker than I am.
No, I am not. I hate this.
And now we've come to a very special part of our memorial service because I am told it was written by Helen Jane herself. And it has remained sealed until this very moment. So now I'm going to ask Mrs. Mary Jo Shively to step forward and read this final farewell to family, friends, and loved ones of Helen Jane Wilson. Mrs. Shively.
Thank you, Reverend. it's an honor for me to fill in for Julia Sugarbaker, who has an illness in the family. With that said, just get to the envelope. And the winner is... Sorry, I've been up all night. Well, let's see. To my husband, Carl. Where are you, Carl? Okay, this is for you.
I'm sorry this has to be said in front of family and friends, but you deserve it, and you know it. For 41 years, you have been nothing but a cold, money-grubbing son of a... Excuse me, Charlene, what do you think here? Gun?
No, that's definitely not gun.
I was afraid of that. For 41 years, you never kissed me on entering or leaving our home, never complimented me on a meal, never even once inquired about my health. In case you are wondering now, Carl, let me tell you, it's not good. Perhaps I could have overlooked the 1,000 insults I suffered daily, but no, Carl, that wasn't enough for you. You had to go out and have an affair with Vivian Blanchard, a woman who is absolutely devoid of character and who has transformed herself into a virtual temple of silicone. I guess Vivian's here. And for this, Carl, I shall never forgive you. I could take the stinginess, the selfishness, the lying, and all the other low-down, bug-level baseness, but I cannot take you and Vivian Blanchard in a cheap Biloxi hotel on the night of my hysterectomy, you son of a gun, low-life, society-licking bastard. I believe we're going to have to flip that quarter again.
Miss Watson, you are not going back to work.
Yes, I am. I have to. They're getting ready to close that merger.
Yes, and Sheffield and Burton are perfectly capable of handling it. Here's a man who just had a heart attack 3 weeks ago, and now he is up pouring himself a drink like it was New Year's Eve.
Julia, I'm not pouring myself a drink. I'm just using a little scotch to wash down all these pills you keep pushing on me.
You look pale. Don't you think he looks pale?
Oh, no, I think he looks cute. Kind of tasseled and sexy.
Well, I am obviously messing around with the wrong sugar baker sister.
You're going to have a chance to change that tonight. I'm going out with Sheffield while Suzanne keeps you company.
What, again? Well, you people go to dinner every other night. What are you in, some kind of eating club?
Reese, there's no way that I believe in you, but you said he gets on your nerves. I'm just trying to be helpful.
Look, don't do me any favors, okay? If you enjoy Sheffield's company, just say so. I mean, I'm not stupid, you know. The old blood supply is still rushing to the brain, maybe not as fast as it used to, but it's still getting there. And while we're on the subject, the bottom half of me is still operational, too, just in case you're ever again interested.
Reese Watson, and right in front of Suzanne.
Oh, horse feathers. Suzanne knows all about the bottom half of men, don't you, darling?
Well, I don't like to brag.
Yes, you do.
Just for the record, I am not interested in Sheffield Carter.
Well, I don't know why not. He sure as heck is interested in you.
Dr. Harrison said it would be normal for you to be emotional.
You're darn right I'm emotional. That's how I get when some guy tries to steal my girl. And listen, furthermore, I'm sick and tired of the two of you treating me like Pa Kettle on excursion from some nursing home.
I'm sorry. I lost one person to a heart attack. I don't intend to lose another. I'll see you tomorrow. Can I bring you anything?
As a matter of fact, you can. I'd like a pair of real cool sunglasses, a Mercedes 450 SL convertible, and a topless Tahitian girl who doesn't know the least little thing about kaopectate.
You are terrible. Good night.
I had the heart attack on my own, but she's giving me a stroke.
Sheffield, I have to thank you for another lovely evening. I don't know what Reese and I would have done if you hadn't been there for us these past few weeks.
Guess it's going to be hard to leave on Friday.
Well, good night.
Good night.
Oh, my word. Reese was right. How could I have been so stupid?
What do you want me to say? I'm sorry. I'm not. I've wanted to do that for a long time.
But I thought you were his friend.
Look, I know I'm out of line. I guess I just don't care anymore. Reese and I have always competed, even in law school. I was number one, he was number two. But then things sort of evened out when he got you.
Were you fighting over me?
Yes, I guess in a way we were. And I'll tell you something else. Reese Watson is one of the best friends I have. But if I thought that you'd walk out that door with me right now, I would run all the way to his house to tell him about it.
I just bet you would.
But I know that's not going to happen, because I saw your face at the hospital.
Then why are you telling me all this now?
I don't know. Guilt, maybe.
Well, whatever it is, let's keep it between ourselves. Thinking your friend might betray you and knowing he has are two different things.
I guess I didn't realize how much you loved him until he got sick.
Love doesn't even begin to cover it. Please.
Yeah, come on in. I'm quietly reading National Geographic. They've got a great article in here on how shoes are made in England. In case you're wondering, I've taken all my medicine.
Julia, in the middle of the afternoon?
Life is short, and I don't think we should waste another second of it.
I can't believe that you came over here in your jammies. You sugar baker women are kind of wild, aren't you?
Yeah.
Wow.
Have I told you lately, Reese Watson, how very attractive I think you are?
No. Have I told you that Hattie Mae is in the kitchen?
I gave Hattie Mae the afternoon.
Oh, you bad, bad girl.
I miss you so much.
Oh, not as much as I missed you.
What would you say if I told you we have the whole long day?
Oh, I'd say, be still, my heart.
Bye.